distribution of the sample mean, sample size and standard error. In previous videos, we have been discussing standard error and probability distributions of estimators in general. In this talk, we will consider specifically the sample mean, which we use to estimate the population mean. Let's recall the definition. The standard error is basically another name for the standard deviation in the case of an estimator hat theta. In this case, we are interested in the stochastic variable x. It has an expected value, which is the parameter we want to estimate. Let's call it theta. And the estimator is then hat theta. What we use to estimate here is the sample mean bar x. And we recall that the standard error in this case is sigma over the square root of n, where n is the number of samples we use to calculate the sample mean. Just as an example, let's suppose that probability distribution of x looks like this. This is a standard normal distribution, so we have mu equals 0 and sigma equals 1. And we see that we do have quite a significant probability of values between minus 1 and minus 2. And we can even see that the probability of minus 3 is greater than 1. Now let's have a look at bar x. The black curve here is just x. Now the red curve here is bar x with 4 samples. So even with just 4 samples, we see that we get a much higher peak at the middle and almost practically zero density is minus 2 and plus 2. The green curve is also the sample mean, but now we have increased the sample size to 16. And the blue is with a sample size of 64. So here you can see that the peak at the middle rises very quickly when we increase the sample size. And even for 16 samples, the probability of being plus minus 1 off is virtually zero. And the more you increase the sample size, the sharper the peak will be, and the closer to the true mean you can expect your sample mean to be. To summarize, the standard deviation sigma of an estimator hat theta is called the standard error. In the case of the sample mean, the standard error is a function of the standard deviation of the underlying variable sigma. And we get sigma divided by the square root of the sample size, n. That means that if you have a larger sample size, you get a small standard error. The more you increase the number of samples, the more accurate your estimate will be. Thank you.